Hey, friend, welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're talking about feelings and we're going to go into two different narratives. Well, actually, I'm going to be using three narrative differences of what typically is happening when we're relying on our feelings versus trusting God. And this is really going to bring awareness if you are somebody that feels as though they have a really hard time managing emotions. Or maybe you feel like you have really big emotions that kind of come out of nowhere, or maybe you're just feeling right now as though it is hard and you're just like, I want to stop relying on my feelings. This episode is for you, and I am just believing for revelation for you today. So stay tuned and let's get into what it means to stop relying on your feelings so we can start trusting God. Hey friend, do you feel distant from God? Are you constantly trying to understand if God is good, then why do bad things happen? Do you wish the church had more conversations around things like depression, anxiety, or grief? Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a biblical counselor, mentor, author, and speaker. I'm the big sister who's going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we are going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. How to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God and the church. So pull up a chair and join me at the table. Let's go on this journey together, friend. Did you know by the end of the day, when our head hits the pillow to do it all over again, we would have made an estimated 35,000 decisions? That's a lot of decisions that can come with a lot of feelings, right? What am I going to make for dinner? All the way down to, I need to go get toilet paper. What store am I going to go to? To, I need to eat lunch. To, oh, my husband, I got to text my husband back. And I got to text my friend back. And I got to make this call to the bank, right? So many decisions. And a lot of that comes with feelings, things that we don't want to do, things that we are looking forward to do. They don't always have to be bad feelings, but there are a lot of feelings. I wanted to share something. A client inside of my spiritual growth mentorship, she shared her testimony with me the other day, and it goes right along with today's topic. She wrote this and sent it to me. So I'm going to read you her text. And she is somebody, again, that is a client in my spiritual growth mentorship who is sharing her testimony with me. She said this: I'm feeling a lot more aware of what I'm feeling. I never realized how many things just run through your mind throughout the day. And I realized a lot of what was running through my mind wasn't true or healthy. And I'm focusing on replacing those thoughts with truth. Something I've noticed the last week is when I wake up in the morning, I'm not instantly filled with dread and overwhelm for the first time in so many years. And that's a huge blessing. The last thing she said was, even though I was somewhat aware of it before, I didn't realize how that starting point could negatively impact my whole day. Now, again, she is somebody that I am currently coaching. I actually live close to her. We go to the same church, and I'm able to coach her, and she joined the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. And this was her testimony of going through the mentorship of, man, like, I didn't realize how much I was thinking and feeling and believing so many lies. And I really needed to change my starting point. For me, I can remember when my pain, it would speak so loud. And most of the time, my pain came out as anger. Anger was, and often is, it's a defense mechanism. Anger keeps people out and it keeps them from hurting us again. I was personally angry at life, the world. I resented how I was raised and what I went through in dating relationships, and just this pain and anger was kind of became this desperation, and I just felt lonely. And then I started to feel never good enough. And then I was sad. And right, it was like I was riding this emotional roller coaster of my feelings. And it was always depending on who I was around based on what I was going to feel. And I wasn't at the time willing to deal with any of the roots of what I was feeling. I felt like I was just trying to put out fires because my feelings would just get out of control, right? Whether you are relating to my coaching client's testimony or you're relating to me in anger, just raise your hand, right? Like anybody else, that's why you're here. How do I stop relying on my feelings? See, I didn't plan to mention anger really, but anger is also a biblical study this month inside of the Patreon member community. This is an extension for you, for those that are listening to the podcast. You get bonus episodes. And this community that we're building over there to pray for one another. But really, it's about how to have resources and manage the mental stresses of life. So stress and anxiety are the topic of this month, but you also get anger as the biblical study. So you just go to patreon.com/Jessica Hoddle. So the point, though, of all of that is that our feelings don't go away. Through the client testimony from the Spiritual Growth Mentorship doesn't say her feelings went away, but she was more aware of them and she started to put things in place from the things that she learned in the mentorship. My anger doesn't go away. It's a basic human emotion that Jesus had. He had righteous anger. Now ours can get very fleshly and selfish, but anger is an emotion. So we're not just getting rid of them. We cannot pray them away, but I wanted to, in this episode, spend time looking at three differences when it comes to our feelings that we need to recognize so we can stop relying on our feelings. Because when we rely on these three things, or when we rely on our feelings, I should say, these three things get blurry, which makes it hard for us to trust God, okay? Number one, we have to recognize the difference in denying versus relying. Okay. So we will say things like, or phrases to people, just pray more, just have more faith, get over it, no big deal. How many of us know that that doesn't make us feel any better? That actually makes us feel worse. And oftentimes it increases our anger. It increases the feelings that we have because it's as if to say, God doesn't care. God doesn't care what I'm going through. Why does this matter? So the difference in denying and relying. So oftentimes we think we have to deny what we feel. And that is not true at all. To deny something doesn't mean that it isn't true. We can act like it's not there, but that doesn't mean that it just goes away. I can deny the fact that, you know, I yelled at my husband. I can act as though, oh, nope, it made me too upset. I'm going to just sweep it under the rug, as we like to say. That doesn't mean that it's not true. I can act as though I don't have anger, right? Because that would be just called either suppressing it or denial. And we have to realize that then the versus the opposite, well, not the opposite, but the other thing that we do is we rely. So the goal is not to rely on our feelings and the goal is not to deny our feelings. The goal is to be aware, confront, and be in reality of I'm angry, but I don't have to stay angry and I don't have to react out of my anger. So oftentimes, again, this gets really blurry. We think we have to deny them or we go in the opposite direction and we start to rely on them because we don't know what to do with them. Because we've been told to deny ourselves our whole life based on that scripture. So then when we get feelings, we're like, what do we do with them? So that's the first thing. We really want to establish the difference in denying and relying on our feelings. Because then relying on our feelings is, well, whatever comes, whatever anybody says, well, that must be true. Whatever I feel, that must be true. I'm going to rely on my heart. I'm going to follow my heart, as every beautiful love story in the movies says, right? But we know that that's not true. We can't rely on that. And the only person that we can rely on is Jesus to be the truth teller in our life, despite what we feel. Number two, the difference between obedience and asking God to take away our feelings. I noticed that when he doesn't take away our feelings, we get more mad at him. versus recognizing it's part of our relationship too. It's like when we're in a relationship with him, since he is so kind and loving, which I know that when we walk through abuse, pain, betrayal, it is hard to hear things like that. It's hard to hear that God is good and kind because we're looking at people and then we look at God. And so now our lens is whatever this person did to me is how I'm going to view God, right? But since God is kind and loving and he gave us a free will, he gives us the choice to have these feelings. He cannot take away our most basic design to have feelings. But he gives us the strength, he gives us his love, and he calls us to deeper trust. So God doesn't take away our feelings because we ask him to. And it's not, again, it's not that he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to see his children suffer. He doesn't want to see his daughter suffering. He doesn't want to see you suffering. That is not God's nature. But he's calling us to something deeper with him, a deeper trust, a deeper dependence. So when the scriptures talk about anxiety and worry and to cast our cares, there is this action on our part to be obedient to them. I know that there's a lot of layers to this. We are talking about it inside the member community. But if you want to go deeper with more personalized coaching, then you would go to the spiritual growth mentorship. But the reality is that we do not have to live this high state of stress and anxiety. It's just not. I know that's what the world says we have to do. That's not what scripture says us to do. It doesn't say that we're never going to have stress or worry. It's not going to say we're never going to have anxious feelings, but he gives us, he calls us to this deeper trust, to know him, to give ourselves time to love him, to learn his love. So submission is an attitude and obedience is the action. This is not punishment. In all the New Testament incidences where the word submit occurs, that word is translated from a Greek word. Hupotasso. The hupo means under and the tasso means to arrange. So it is a process of surrendering our own will to that of the Father's. It's the same when it comes to forgiveness. He calls us to a great call of trust, committing justice to God and not my own way. We find the strength when we obey and walk with the Spirit. I posted something like this recently on social media. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, at Jessica Hoddle. But this reality that somebody said, it's easy to say those things, but they can be very hurtful because I have lost a child and it's hard to hear something as though God loves you or God, you know, and I get that. Like, absolutely. You know, when I say that we find strength with our feelings when we obey and walk in the Spirit, like God knows. I am not referring to these feelings of grief and pain and of any kind of trauma that is just going to go away. But I believe it's both and. I believe that there is healing for us to where we have been a victim of a circumstance, but we don't have to live as a victim for the rest of our lives. So that was number two, the difference between obedience and then asking God to take away our feelings. And the third and final thing is really the difference between man and God. See, we can't trust somebody we don't know. And the hardest thing for us to reconcile is that God is between God and suffering. How can a good God exist when we have endured so much pain, causing us to question who God is and his very nature, right? So if pain exists and God is supposed to be good, then how can I trust him with my feelings without hurting me more? Now, maybe you came to this episode and you were thinking, I want steps. I want you to tell me how to stop relying on my feelings so I can start trusting God. This isn't about steps per se. Can I give you steps about feelings? Yes. But we have to start challenging, as I always say, our beliefs in the narratives that we're believing and what we've even been taught in our church, in the church culture, the narratives. like number one, about denying versus relying versus bringing the truth that this is the truth of your circumstance. This is what I feel, but this isn't the ultimate truth. And number two, the difference between obedience and God taking your feelings away. And number three, really knowing the difference between man and God. Is this the fruit of God or is this the fruit of man? And again, I wrote a lot about anger in my biblical study that you can purchase right now. It's available. But your goal for today, a little mission for you, is I just want you to check in with yourself. Take time to slow down and evaluate where you are with God and your feelings. Do a full body scan, something the members of our Patreon community will be doing together as a community this month because we're going to be going through stress and anxiety. And I think it's important that we do a full body scan. So remember, it's about recognizing and honoring where you are and being honest with yourself. Remember, it's about obedience and submission that gives us the strength and the courage to rely on God and not on our feelings. And lastly, God will never treat you like anyone on this earth because he's a kind father. He isn't giving you pain. He isn't giving you suffering and he's not walking away. He's with you to the end of ages. I'd love to see you join us inside the member community this month as we go through stress and anxiety together to help have stress less and to live free. Go to patreon.com/JessicaHoddle and I'll see you there.